This is the Eric in the Morning Podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. This comes to us from Isabella. Hey, Eric, I saw a story about celebrities who don't have a star on the Walk of Fame. I was wondering, what does it take to get one? Thanks, Isabella. I saw that same story, Isabella, about surprising celebrities that don't have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Among those celebrities, listen to these names. Ready?
Okay.
These do not have a star. Angelina Jolie.
What?
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Beyonce. Brad Pitt. Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Denzel Washington. George Clooney. Julia Roberts.
Oh, my God.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He gets cheated all the time.
Madonna, Meg Ryan,
okay.
Prince, Whitney Houston. None of them have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Shocking. What? Shocking.
And you know why that is likely?
Because
they didn't want to fall for the scam.
You have to pay for it?
Yeah. Not many people realize to get a Hollywood star, you have to pay for it.
Right.
Like they call you, or you can even call them and go, I'd really like a star. And they're like, all right, yeah, we can find a spot for you. Whip, can you check what the going rate is? I think it's like $25,000.
But to most of them, that's nothing.
Right.
So
but still,
one time?
I think it's the principle of it, though, where they're like, I don't really want to pay to have you put a star with my name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm Clint Eastwood. I'm going to let my work speak for itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sponsorship fee of $30,000.
$30,000. Oh, wow.
Because then you look around and have you ever been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No. I have never seen it.
When you walk it, there are many, many stars on there. You're like, how do they have a star?
Oh, jeez.
And that's probably why people like Ben Affleck, or not Ben Affleck, Denzel Washington, Clint Eastwood, et cetera, et cetera, have decided, I really don't want to have a star put next to them.
You don't want to be next to
me down a notch as opposed to lifting me up.
You don't want to be underneath Weird Al Yankovic.
No, no.
Maybe they should have upped the price on that.
So Melissa thinks it's more of a cost again. Again, a cost thing. We've been on the air 24 minutes, and it's been two different cost issues.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's so much the cost. I think it's the principle of it all. It's like when you're offered to be, this happened to me once. There was an organization that called me and said, we'd like to name you Man of the Year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Give you a big trophy and have a big dinner in your honor. And I'm like, wow. All right. Nobody's ever asked me to do that before. And they're like, yeah, we need a $20,000 donation for it. I go, you know, I don't need to be Man of the Year.
I think.
I'm okay. I'm okay. That's a very, very expensive pickle dish I would display.
You got that right.
I think there should be a statue of Ted.
Why not?
Right there at Columbus and Roosevelt. If we're going to put a statue up for crying out loud of a movie character, I say Ted.
Absolutely.
I say Ted. Yeah. Your suggestions, 312-233-1019, I should say. Maureen.
Yes.
Your vote.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yes.
All right, Forrest Gump, that's an option. Movie character, if we're going to put statues up of movie characters, it should be what, Jane?
Napoleon Dynamite, heck yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, Napoleon Dynamite. I like that. At number three, I think Whip would probably be in your corner, Lynn.
Darth Vader.
Oh, for sure.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
Keeping watch over your town.
In an evil way.
Yeah, very much. You wouldn't mess with him, though.
In an evil way. At number two, they're going to put a movie character up. It should be what? Tina.
The Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off.
Yeah. These are great.
Yeah, a little Ralph Macchio. Yeah. Throw up a Mr. Miyagi up there. Everybody's happy. And finally, in at number one, I wonder if Violetta even knows the movie character. She damn well should, Ryan.
John McClane.
There it is. Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
John McClane.
Right?
A true American hero, right, Ryan?
The best.
Yeah, saving airports and the Nakatomi Tower.
The best Christmas movie of all time.
It is the best Christmas movie of all time.
Christmas movie debate.
Yeah, John McClane. That is cray-cray. Yeah. I feel like a creep even saying it.
Well, it does sound weird coming from you.
That's another one, too, I don't like. Hey, girl. That one makes me uncomfortable, too. Hey, girl.
Well, what are you supposed to say?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the word collab.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a little overdone to try to be too hip and cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I feel like when we say it, it's almost like tongue-in-cheek. Like, oh, look, those two are collabing.
This is a true story. My dad has started to say it.
Really?
He has not.
That's a sign.
It's over.
It has run its course.
Well, you almost make fun of something so much, and then you kind of enjoy it.
Yeah. You don't enjoy what, Teresa?
My bad.
That is another one that seems to maybe have run its course.
Yeah,
I don't hear it as much as I used to.
No.
I don't know what the new my bad is, though, when you take personal responsibility for someone.
Oops.
On me. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it would be. Jack.
Hey, not going to lie.
Not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, like that's
true. That I'm always lying anyway, but this time I'm not lying.
Right.
Yeah. I'm usually lying, but not this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything I pretty much tell you is a lie, except for this one thing. I'm not going to lie.
I use all of these.
Yeah. Well, you may want to change the way you speak because people don't want to hear. Maybe this is why you didn't have any luck at the post office yesterday.
Not going to lie, she didn't like me.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. When you answer the phone, what's up?
Oh, when they don't say hello, they just say what's up?
Yep. I don't like that either. It feels rude. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So is that when they like they don't even say hello? You're calling someone, they just pick up and go, what's up?
What's up? Yep.
That's bad?
Yeah, I know. I have one person that does that, and maybe it's the way they say it, but they'll always go, what's up?
What's up?
It's almost like you're
they said that, I would never talk to them again.
Yeah, I'd be like, hello, you're not in the 1984 Super Bowl anymore.
end of our friendship.
Vesna, the one that you're tired of.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know what else is cray-cray is when they go, what's up, brah?
Oh, yeah, brah. I'm done with that.
I don't know.
I actually saw brah on a license plate, and I really wanted to drive right into the car.
Oh, my God.
I considered it. I thought, okay, how much will my deductible be? Anybody listening who not crazy about the name your parents gave you? In fact, while your baby may resent you for giving them a unique name, new story just out. Not going to be fans of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're living proof of that. 312-233-1019. Is it Laryl?
It is Laryl, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning. Laryl, not crazy about your parents giving you the name Laryl. What happened there?
I don't know. I've got all kinds of little anecdotal stories, but the truth is I don't know the truth. I just don't like it. It's been a couple years, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've lived with it for most of your life. It sounds like maybe Dad wanted Larry, Mom wanted Daryl, and they decided to cooperate and come up with Laryl. Could that be it?
Eric, it could have been Derry if that was the scenario.
Yeah, it could have been.
But maybe your dad liked the la.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got lucky it's not Derry, I guess.
And you never got you never got a good explanation from them. Did you ever ask for one?
Oh, multiple times. I truly do not know what they were thinking. They wanted something unique, and they got something unique.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I kind of like it, but it is a little hard on the tongue, you know? Laryl. Laryl. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing worse than a tongue workout. Hi, Alyssi. Hi, Alyssi.
Hi.
Also hard on the tongue. Alyssi, don't like your name?
I said I got lucky because my parents almost named me Phoebe.
And you actually prefer Alyssi over Phoebe?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, where did Alyssi come from?
I'm not sure.
Again with the not sure.
Yeah.
The creative names, but no recognition of the source.
Hmm.
You never asked?
No.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, why would you ask?
Nah. Yeah. Could have been Laryl. Hi, Annie.
Hi, good morning.
Why don't you like your name?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just boring. I have a sister Pi, a sister Sedona, a sister Jamie, a sister Rachel.
A lot of sisters.
A brother Mitchell. And then they name me Annie. Come on.
It's
like an old lady.
Are you the youngest? Did it sound like they just gave up when they got to you?
No, I'm the middle. I was the most important one. Come on.
You are so Jan Brady. Yeah, you have a sister named Pi?
Yeah.
And Sedona?
Yeah.
Lovely town in Arizona. Wow.
And Mitchell?
Did you ever step in with them and go, why did you just open the name book to the first page and grab the first name?
Well, they said that they named each one of us after something, but come on. Really?
You just hate it.
I was named after somebody when my mom was checking out.
Yeah.
There was a study that says arguing with your partner, exercise can help.
Together?
Well, I'm thinking they're together is probably a good idea, but I think individually it'll take down your anxiety and your frustration, take a lot of that off, and you'll be able to find some common ground. So if you're in the midst of an argument or a disagreement with your significant other, you're like, all right, I'll tell you what. You go run around the block that way. Mm-hmm. I'll run around the block this way. And we'll meet back here and we'll be able to solve this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And if that doesn't work, then we're going to hold hands.
Okay.
Because that's another method, they say.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
New study says holding hands while fighting helps couples stay calm.
That sounds like insanity. You don't like to be touched when you're fighting.
Both of you are taking the approach of why it would work, because you're so freaked out by it. Maybe if you tried it, some of that anger, some of that anxiety would be forced to come down. It's like, you hear these stories from time to time when kids are fighting. They're like, oh, yeah, man, my kids are fighting. I make them hold hands. And until they
it's torture.
Until they get done with it, or I make them hug.
Yeah.
I got to hug until the fight's over. Then the fight ends pretty quickly.
Yeah, they forgot why they were punching each other then.
Arguments happen, and that's okay. But when they do arise, particularly between couples, it's important to have a tool belt of approaches and tactics to ensure the argument is productive. According to new research out of the University of Amsterdam, one way to help that may be as simple as holding hands during the argument. Holding hands during conflict was found to have a lot of positive effects for the men in the study. They were psychologically and physiologically calmer, had a more positive attitude during the conversation, and the communication was less negative. For women, interestingly, holding hands did improve communication, but it didn't have much effect on reactivity and actually showed a drop in positive effect, which would explain why Melissa's like, no.
Right.
No, because when you're mad at somebody, usually it's for a good reason, and then you don't want to touch them.
Yeah. Their touch is like to be burning touched. Your skin when you hate
There's
them.
There's a lot of things you don't want to do when you're mad at someone, and that's the whole idea that you have to do some things in order to repair the situation.
Maybe you and
or
Melissa
maybe
should
there's
hold it.
Another way to go about doing it.
Okay.
312. I'm getting there. 312. No big rush. 312-233-1019. All right, fine. The both of you. Two of you don't want to hold hands. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. How would you finish this phrase then? To end our fight, we blank. If you and your significant other are in a disagreement, an argument, a full-fledged fight, and you need to end it, what do you do? If you're not going to hold hands, what do you suggest as an outcome in order to end it? Hi, Red.
Hi.
Hi. To end your fight, you do what?
Argue naked.
Well, that might do it, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. Hey, I can see why that would work.
The laughter or the nausea might might result in somebody forgetting what they're even arguing about.
I'm not mad at you. Just put your clothes on.
Right. I promise to stop being mad if you just cover that thing up. Tony, to end your fights, you...
I just apologize. I'm an idiot, and if I ever want to see her naked again, I have to.
Well, at least you're smart.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you just have to go down that road, too. 312-233-10 is right there. The perfect hug between parents and baby is a medium pressure squeeze. Don't squeeze too tightly.
Oh, no.
For how long? Anybody? Thoughts?
I was going to say 5 full seconds.
5 full seconds.
I was going to go with like 3 seconds.
3 full seconds.
15.
15 full seconds. Mary.
3 seconds.
3 seconds, no.
Ooh.
Got to hug that baby a little bit longer.
Oh.
In fact, you got to hug that baby a lot longer. The perfect hug for bonding with the baby, a medium pressure squeeze lasting how long, Sue?
20 seconds.
That is exactly right. You got to hold on to that thing.
Holy. Okay.
That's right. I called it a thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Hold on to that little fella.
Baby doesn't
know. That little
lady.
Wow.
Yeah. Squeeze him. 20 seconds. In the pursuit of the study for the perfect hug, researchers found that the best hug for bonding generally is a medium pressure squeeze for 20 seconds. Well done. Nicely done. Sue, do you have kids?
I do. I have 3.
Yeah, you know your way around a good hug then. Crazy Bridal Corner. Listen to this one.
Okay.
Bride's humiliating wedding request leaves her friend mortified.
Okay.
A 24-year-old woman explained that her longtime friend is getting married soon. She goes on to say that she wasn't expecting to be a bridesmaid, but she was shocked when the bride asked her instead to be the flower girl in her wedding.
The flower girl?
That's nappy.
I'm in shock,
what?
She wrote. Basically, she wants me to act like a bridesmaid, but not be a bridesmaid. She said the bride sent her a white floral dress that looks like a child's and stands out from what the rest of the wedding party is wearing. And the bride wants to keep the whole thing a secret and just kind of unveil her as the flower girl.
That's hilarious. Wow.
I get it's her wedding day and she gets to have it however she wants, the woman wrote. But I don't want to be a flower girl at all. I also don't want to ruin her day. Do you think this is something I should just go along with to keep her happy? I think it's weird as F. I don't think a real friend would want to make another friend feel so uncomfortable. I say, this is what a responder said to her. I say you tell her you're uncomfortable with the role, but still support her in planning the wedding if you're so inclined. Some thought, though, after she had written this on Reddit, some thought, hey, you should just go through with this. In fact, you might surprise yourself. It might actually be kind of fun.
Oh.
You know, first down the aisle, the 24-year-old flower girl.
Yeah, weird.
Laying down the rose petals. Maybe the ring bearer is like a 26-year-old yeah. guy from The Bachelor. Who knows?
It's kind of cute. I mean, if it they put her be. In like a cute little dress and
well,
like
that's
they
the
had
thing. They have
her.
The little dress for yeah. her, but it's like a little girl's dress, but yeah. for an adult.
But if you shortened it, ponytails.
Odd.
Bride's humiliating wedding request leaves friend mortified. She's asked her 24-year-old friend to not be a bridesmaid, but to be the flower girl. What do you think of that? What advice would you give her? Go through with it or politely pass? 312-233-1019. We're in the crazy bridal corner right now, and we need your input. Should she go through with it and go, all right, fine, it's weird, maybe it'll be fun? Or should she go, I'm really uncomfortable with this. I'm not seven. This is weird. I love you, but I'm going to have to pass. I'll sit quietly in the back row and watch. Any thoughts? Get involved now. 312-233-1019. Your advice. Let's see if we can reach a consensus. Should she do it or politely pass? 312-233-1019. What do you think, Stephanie?
I think she should do it. Always wanted to be a flower girl. I've never gotten to be a flower girl.
Now, Stephanie, how old are you, Stephanie?
36.
If I sent you, like I'm getting married, and I send you a request to be my flower girl, you would say yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Easy enough.
Okay. Why,
what if you're the flower girl, but the ring bearer is a seven-year-old boy?
I mean, seven-year-olds love to dance.
Right?
You guys don't want to dance.
You're rocking it.
Oh, man.
If you're walking down the aisle, you're killing it.
Yeah, you've got a great attitude, though. All I right. love that.
Okay. Rachel, should she do it or politely pass?
I think if she's going to do it, she needs to go all out and just own it.
Yeah, own it. Really sell it. Really okay. sell the flower girl experience.
Yeah.
Is it something you would do if one of your friends asked you?
Well, I am 24, so if my friend asked me, that's how I would handle it, and I'd be like, okay, you want me to be the flower girl? I'm going to be the best flower girl you've
right.
ever seen.
Right. Yeah, right. I am going to rock this flower girl. I like it. I like the attitude. Hey, Lori.
Yeah, I say she should do it. She's saving money on a dress, and she'll get a ton of attention.
Look at that.
She's single.
That seems like the Melissa approach, yeah. the economical approach.
Oh, yeah.
You're
I mean,
saving
why
money,
not? I didn't
and
think
you get
of
the
it,
attention.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, when I first told this story to the way this story ended, you have to admit your opinions changed. When I first said a 24-year-old flower girl, you're like, what? But by the end, you're like, all right,
yeah,
let's do it.
It sound fun.
That's why it is.
We gather here together for Crazy Bridal Corner.
Wow! Let's start with Jennifer Garner this morning on Tidbit Tuesday, who apparently has lost her mind because she's been seen walking her cat in a stroller during the quarantine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Well, not
Jennifer
for the cat.
Jennifer and her three kids were recently seen out in the neighborhood walking their cat with a cat stroller. One of my kids is just not into going for walks, and I thought, oh my goodness, we need to just get out of the house. And she said, but I want to bring the cat, so we ordered a cat stroller The cat seems to be happy to be out and about.
Okay. Yeah, cats do love the outdoors. It's just that sometimes they run away.
Mm.
That's why they ever zipped up in a cat stroller.
Well, that's right. You solved that issue with this.
We put Butch in a burly yesterday, my dog Butch.
What's a burly?
A burly is the thing that you drag behind your bike that you can, like, put little kids in.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay, like the little tent thing.
Yeah.
You ever take Rexy the cat out?
I've taken her for a walk, but again, she just sort of like wriggles out of the harness and then runs away really fast.
Ah.
Yeah,
so
there's a video
issue.
Of that, actually.
There is,
At Eric Morning Mix.
Nat Geo Shark Fest is bringing the world's most famous sharks to your TV for 5 weeks. I didn't know there were famous sharks.
Well?
A bounty of shark entertainment called Shark Fest, surfing onto the Nat Geo channel and Nat Geo Wild starting July 12th. The first 3 weeks of Shark Fest will happen on National Geographic, followed by another 2 weeks of TV about these fascinating underwater predators.
I can only think of famous fictional sharks like the Meg.
Right, exactly. You're also going to get most wanted sharks and, oh my God, this shark just bit me.
Is this like Shark Week? Like, this is what everybody's into?
Yeah, that's Shark Week.
Yeah. I never watched it.
Is, oh my God, this shark just bit me
She missed the joke. She was actually, Violetta was on Shark Week and, oh my God, this shark just bit me. Got really overlooked. This always happens.
It always happens. She just didn't think it was funny.
I know.
That might be.
It really wasn't, but it's, you know, Whip was there responding. We were having a moment, and it's like before when I was trying to make fun of eBay and, you know, people were trying to send pig fetus and weird stuff, and I make fun of eBay, and you had to jump in and go, you know, actually, eBay does have some good products.
That's true.
Like, all right, of course it does. Like, why do you have to kill jokes?
I don't
why?
What was the joke again?
That's not important.
The bite?
A new story, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is now fine after tumbling over in a jet ski.
Oh, he's the best in the game. You can't be risking yourself like that. What are you doing, Lamar?
He is the MVP of the NFL.
Yeah.
Huh.
And had a jet ski incident, which I can tell you are no fun.
Are they not allowed to do stuff like that?
Well, not supposed
to. It's in your contract. Yep. You can't really risk your physical health.
Right. You can't do anything dangerous. No skiing, no jet skiing, no water skiing, none of that stuff.
Well,
I'm certain the Ravens could come to him and go, all right, well, we're going to fine you on top of all this because you weren't supposed to be doing that.
I just didn't know where you're crossing the line into danger.
Well,
you know?
All of them have a different, you know, like, if you're the fourth string running back,
yeah.
I don't know that you're really got it in your contract. Like, go ahead, jet ski. What do we care?
Right.
But when you're the NFL MVP, they're like, all right, we also don't want you breathing unless the air is filtered.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to assign somebody to carry you everywhere. They have that kind of thing.
Okay. Is that a thing?
Yeah. No, it's not. A drunk woman tries to smash plane window mid-flight after boyfriend dumps her.
Oh, man. Why don't you wait till you land to dump her next time, boyfriend?
What a dummy.
Yeah, well, he didn't think she was going to lose it like that. An air passenger has been detained in China after allegedly attempting to smash open a plane window at 30,000 feet. The 29-year-old woman had had 2 bottles of super strength booze due to the emotional stress before boarding the domestic flight. One window cracked on the Airbus A320, and they had to make an emergency landing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of drinking, kids who drink more water are better at multitasking, according to a new study. Your kids to drink more water.
I didn't think anybody was good at multitasking.
Well, babies are. Nobody says they're good at it. They're just better at doing multiple things. A new study says babies who hear 2 languages at home are quicker thinkers.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if they've had a big glass of water beforehand.
Man.
A new survey also says Denmark is the best country in the world to raise babies.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You're going to raise them in Denmark. And having babies, a mom took her maternity pictures at Chipotle, calling the chain saving grace during her pregnancy. Apparently, she had gone there virtually every day during the pandemic in order to survive, and now the baby is due shortly.
Hmm.
Experts show that babies, in fact, cry in different languages.
What?
I don't know how they prove that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Listening to the way the mother speaks and how the language she is fluent in is spoken is something that the baby picks up on and will be, in fact, heard in the style of cry that they have. So if you've got a French baby who only hears French crying next to an American baby who only hears English, you'll hear a little bit of the in the crying.
That's amazing. Incredible.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Truly incredible.
A miserable man tattoos entire body blue in an attempt to feel more confident. I don't believe that worked. He looks like a Smurf now, to be honest. I just like the look of it, said Donnie Snyder, a former forklift driver from Canada. I thought it would be neat. Yeah. I guess it really isn't. It's like living life in a strange mode, said the 26-year-old. Well, it's definitely striking, and I think it's a beautiful color. He said he did it because he wanted to not conform to others and had a lack of confidence, and this helped him.
Like, really? You can also turn blue if you have too much colloidal silver. Did you know that? Did you ever see the blue guy?
Well, what? This is Donnie's. No, that's not his issue, right? He actually painted himself or tattooed himself. Yeah. All right.
I turned her mic off.
Oh.
Because it is like not even on topic.
I don't normally
agree
with you.
And it's a different kind of blue.
But
that deserved to be turned off.
That was tough.
Well,
like that's just.
Well, I was just gonna say somebody should give what's his name again? Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Maybe a hug or something. Just let him know that he is still loved, even though he's making some odd decisions.
She keeps thinking I'm going to turn her mic back on. I'm not.
No, stop it.
Because I don't care. I don't care even remotely about colloidal.
You know what?
This
I bet she
or
knows
taking
someone.
Too many of that.
Yeah, that
and
it.
The color blue that they turn is not the same color as the miserable man who tattooed his entire body bright blue.
Which is
I am
crazy.
More focused.
And she
on...
wanted to make the story all about her friend who has colitis or something,
colitis.
Which is not even on topic of what we're trying to accomplish. So I'm not even going to turn it back on.
I feel sorry for Bob. I'm most concerned about him because I don't think this is going to make him as happy as he thought it would.
Say you're sorry.
What?
Even Violetta said that was unnecessary.
It was a news
story.
See,
here's the thing. The Tidbit Tuesday is just about lighthearted, weird stuff, not
that
about
is
your,
weird.
Your friends. And it's not even related. Your
a guy that's blue?
And finally, a Pennsylvania
okay,
couple. Thank you. A Pennsylvania couple hired a wedding tattooer to offer the personal experience for the couple and the guests at the wedding. That interesting?
That's very interesting.
So you can go to the wedding, and Robert Fiore offers something a little more permanent. He calls himself the wedding tattooer. Fiore's bookings are around the country as he travels to a couple's wedding and offers to tattoo the guests. Giving the gift of tattoos for a cousin's wedding, owner of Red Lotus Tattoo Company in Lansdale, he said his schedule is filling up quickly, and he doesn't give a damn if somebody has a blue tattoo and Melissa wants to pair it. Compared to some type of colitis drug.
Oh, my God. Colloidal silver.
Because it has nothing to do with anything. Save that for your podcast.
For the medical corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you.
I don't want you to send it to me. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to delete it. This is the Eric in the Morning podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661.